Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministry. I want to welcome you to our show as we look at world events and light of biblical prophecy, the soon return of Jesus Christ at the rapture of the church.
Well, folks, it is great to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon. And I am coming to you live from Coralville, Iowa, where tomorrow morning, that will be August the 23rd, I will be preaching here in Coralville, Iowa, at the Tabernacle Bible Baptist Church. So if you live anywhere in Coralville or any of the surrounding areas, I want to invite you to come on out all day Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, as I will be preaching on current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of Jesus Christ in the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. Now, this is the first time that my wife and I will be at this church. We are excited and looking forward to seeing what the Lord is going to do for the next 3 days of this Bible Prophecy Conference. And folks, we're going to be taking a very close look at current world events in light of prophecy. And everything seems to be falling into place, folks. And what we are seeing right now are stage-setting events. You know, we look at the political because it does set the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. And so I'm going to be sharing with you on the program today, something that came out of NASA. That's right, NASA. And what they have to say concerning these doomsday so-called prophets. They're taking the internet by storm and coming up with a lot of drama and a lot of sensationalism. And folks, once again, giving a bad name to the study of Bible prophecy. And so we're going to take a look at this and see what the Word of God has to say. There's all types of drama about what's going to happen next month. And a lot of these prophecy junkies, is what I call them, prophecy junkies, are saying something big is going to happen in September. And folks, once again, we never learn our lesson. We don't take the Bible for its plain sense, literal meaning, do not apply a consistent hermeneutical principle, and this is the reason why we get into a doctrinal mess today, especially when it comes to Bible prophecy, because of people like this that are making these predictions, especially as what they say is supposedly going to happen next month. Now, if you are listening to the program live, you do have an opportunity to interact with me on today's broadcast, or you can just simply sit back and relax, listen to the show. But if you do want to call in, if you have a prophecy question, or if you have a comment about the show, please keep your comment brief, because we only have 45 minutes on the show. But you can call in at the guest call line at 805-285-9743. 805-285-9743. Or you can call the toll-free number at 877-659-8944. If you want to send something via email, question email, again, if you can please make that brief, the email address is august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Again, I am coming to you live from Coralville, Iowa, where tomorrow morning I will be preaching for the next 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, at the Tabernacle Bible Baptist Church here in Coralville, Iowa. And we would love to have you come and join us for the next 3 days of that prophecy conference, we would love to meet you. Folks, don't forget, if you do not receive our email newsletters, they go out every single week. Visit our website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. While you're there, type in your email address in the email sign-up box, and you'll start receiving our newsletters every single week. They are free of charge. Or if you would request getting them once a month, then you can just give me your address, name, address, and we'll make sure that we send it to you once a month. You can also find me on the social networks. You can find me on Facebook, simply August Rosado. You can find me on Twitter, August Rosado, Bible_prophecy. We use Twitter to post all of our news stories and, of course, radio archives and things of that sort. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, simply Evangelist August Rosado. If you miss any of the live show, then you can go to the website, todayinbibleprophecy.org, and you can click on the archive radio broadcast. And also, there is a link for the live show that you're listening to right now for the following week. So that way you don't miss any of the programs. And folks, don't forget, our Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel is scheduled for March 14th to 24th. It's an 11-day tour, including Petra. That's located today in Southern Jordan. We would love to have you join Patty and I in Israel, as I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. If you want more information, or if you want to get a brochure via online, again, go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Click on the Israel Prophecy Tour. That will take you to the Christian Tours to Israel website. You can view the online itinerary, brochure, registration, and everything that you need to do in order to come with us for next year, Lord willing. We would love to have you join us as I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. So I hope that you will take the time to join us in Israel, Lord willing, next year. What I want to do right now is get into the news story of the day. And again, folks, now this came from the Times of Israel. Of course, this is a secular Israeli news website. They reported on NASA saying that no asteroid is going to strike the Earth in September. Everybody's making a big hoopla in the church today about all these major things that are going to happen in September. Folks, prophecy junkies, once again, are bombarding the internet with rumors and drama about September, that month is going to be an apocalyptic month, that the apocalypse is about to strike. And again, thanks in part to the sensationalism, blood moons theory, Jonathan Kahn's Harbinger books and his Shemitah books. And folks, the church simply has not learned its lesson from Y2K or the Mayan calendar hunt, or of course those rapture date setters like the late Harold Camping. You have a lot of little Harold Campings in the church running around today claiming that they know the day and the hour. I don't mean to be rude, but who do you think you are? If Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, that no man knows the day and the hour, well then, who are you to say that you know more than Jesus Christ? And folks, it's sad when you have a major secular space organization today having to quash rumors from online prophecy sensationalists. These prophecy sensationalists are now saying that a huge asteroid is heading toward the Earth next month in September and will wipe out all Americans. They said the asteroid will hit near Puerto Rico and wipe out much of America and that area of Puerto Rico either mid-September or the end of September. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said the rumors are false from the doomsayers that are taking the internet by storm. Now, folks, according to NASA's Paul Chodas, this is what he said, and I quote, "There is no scientific basis, not one shred of evidence, that an asteroid or any other celestial object will impact Earth on those dates." Now, he's the manager of NASA's Near Earth Object Office. The NASA lab explained that all known hazardous asteroids have a less than 0.1% chance of impacting Earth in the next 100 years. He went on to say, and I quote, "If there were any object large enough to do that type of destruction in September, we would have seen something of it by now." End quote. That's what he said. Now, folks, NASA pointed out that doomsday theorists have made similar predictions in the past, including the Mayan calendar claim in 2012. That never happened. The Y2K hunt of the year 2000. That never happened. But boy, a lot of Christian leaders were making a whole lot of money on that, all of which were not backed up by science and turned out to be false. Now, folks, that is coming from NASA. Again, this is what they said. There is no existing evidence that an asteroid or any other celestial object is on trajectory that will impact Earth according to CODIS. There are so-called events that are supposed to happen in the month of September that is so-called supposed to happen. These prophecy junkies, and folks, that's what I call them. That's what they are. They're prophecy junkies looking to come up with something new to make a name for themselves. That's what John Hagee is doing. That's what Mark Bills is doing with his blood moon theory. That's what Jonathan Cox is doing. These guys are propagating this stuff for a September apocalypse. I want you to listen to this interview with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung and his son, Jimmy DeYoung Jr., concerning this so-called September apocalypse. And I hope it plays clear enough for you, but if you don't hear it clearly through our speakers, you can go to prophecytoday.com and you can listen to the August 22nd interview. It's at exactly 43 minutes into that broadcast. So I want you to listen to what they have to say concerning the next month, the month of September.
That's the stage for everybody so they can understand how we're going to do this. You have the list of items sent to us by Dr. Grinstead. I want you to read the issue, and then I'll respond to it. Will that work for you, buddy?
Yes, Dad, that's perfect, and it's great to be with you today. September 9th, let's take a look at these dates. September 9th, the date the Jewish Sanhedrin plans to put President Obama on trial on Mount Zion for promoting genocide of the Jewish people with the P5+1 agreement with Iran over that nation's nuclear weapons program. Will this trial be worthless, or will it accomplish anything?
Well, I do believe, Jim, that it will accomplish something. The fact is, President Obama is going to be tried by the Sanhedrin on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Let me remind everybody, the Sanhedrin has reformed. During the times of Jesus Christ, that was the Supreme Court for the Jewish people. Today, it is a part of the Israeli judicial system, and they are needed. this group of 70 wise Jewish scholars needed to rebuild the temple. I've met with some of these members of the Sanhedrin. You met with me also when we did some video coverage of the reforming of the Sanhedrin. Now, I do believe that the trial is key to the authenticity of the Sanhedrin. Since they are a part of the Israeli judicial system, they'll be able to put President Obama on trial, even if they have to try him in absentia. That will be effective because it will be on the record that the president has been charged by a legal judicial system there in the state of Israel. So I think it will accomplish something.
Our next day, September 13th, the end of the sabbatical year at sundown on September 13th, and the date that a highly respected ultra-Orthodox Jewish rabbi named Chaim Kavanetsky says Israel's Messiah will arrive. Is he right or a false prophet?
Well, bottom line, Jim, he happens to be a false prophet. And here's the reason why. The Messiah coming to the earth for the Jewish people is the same as the second coming of Jesus Christ for Christians. And that must take place after the seven-year tribulation period. And so the fact that the end of the sabbatical year will take place on September the 13th could not be the time of the coming of the Jewish Messiah. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7 that the time of Jacob's trouble must happen before the Messiah comes. Daniel chapter 12 talks about the great tribulation, the greatest time of trouble for the Jewish people, even so much so that the archangel Michael is dispatched to protect the Jewish people. Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 gave the Olivet Discourse, and he gave all the signs for the Jewish people to be able to recognize time before he comes. It says in Matthew 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation period. So that helps us to understand the tribulation must take place before the Messiah, according to the prophetic passages in God's word from the ancient Jewish prophets. And by the way, let me talk about that sabbatical year just for a moment. It cannot be the sabbatical year. When the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, Jim, and those eavesdropping on the conversation, it destroyed the temple, but it also destroyed the genealogies. It destroyed all of the records of Judaism. Total speculation as to when the sabbatical year is. There's a lot of hype going on about the sabbatical year, the Shemitah, but there's no way the Jewish people can determine that this is a sabbatical year or not.
Also on September 13th, Congress has 60 days to vote on the P5+1 agreement with Iran, signed on July 14th, 2015. If Congress takes a full 60 days, this vote could be on September 13th. Controversies surround this date because there are secret deals between the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran that Congress has not seen.
Well, Jim, whether they've been able to see these secret deals or not, and whether there are secret deals or not, it really does not matter. This is a terrible deal. It's very, very bad. And when you really stop and look at it, your understanding will have to be it is a bad deal. Let me give you a couple of reasons why. First of all, they're going to release funds of $150 billion. That's $150 billion. And that's just what they have now held up in banks going back to the Iranians. In addition to that, they'll be able to sell millions of barrels of oil, which will put so much money in their coffers. They'll be able to continue to develop their nuclear weapon of mass destruction. They'll be able to use these funds for sponsoring terrorism around the world. In fact, Hamas, the Islamic terror organization in the Gaza Strip, Hamas has already requested funds for what they want to do. And listen to this. The United Nations says they're going to let Iranian inspectors go in and inspect the weapons of mass destruction site. That is totally ironic that they would let the fox check out the chicken coop so he can protect that coop from other foxes who want to eat the chickens. Ridiculous. One of the ministers in Israel was so sarcastic when he said the world is brilliant in some of their decisions. Significance is not September the 13th, but the deal itself. It allows the Iranians to develop a nuclear Iran could break the deal at any moment and within 2 weeks have a nuclear weapon of mass destruction.
Also on the 13th, you mentioned the Shemitah year, also called a Sabbath year, or a sabbatical year, or the seventh year of the agricultural cycle. It ends at sundown on the 13th of September. It is associated with financial issues, debt forgiveness, economic problems, recession, declines in the stock market, etc. Jonathan Kahn says the U.S. or the world could have economic problems about this time.
Well, again, let me go back and reiterate what I said, Jim. The Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, is total subterfuge. Jonathan Kahn is not a prophet. I would say he is a heretic. He has taught false prophecy. He has two books that are false prophetic truth, The Harbinger, and it uses bad hermeneutics. You cannot put the United States of America in Isaiah's prophecy. Number of other mistakes. May I suggest you read the book by one of our broadcast partners, David James. He's written the book Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. Also, he has a Bible guide to the Shemitah and the Blood Moons. These are must reads for any of you who want to understand what Jonathan Kahn is doing. And in fact, listen, the world is already in economic crisis and led by the United States. Kahn is simply stating the obvious. Anybody could do that, but that does not make you a prophet. In fact, that is the problem with Jonathan Kahn. You want to understand the prophets and how God is using them for his purposes, you go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18. There's a test for prophets there. And if the individual is a prophet of God speaking God's word, then everything he says will come to pass. We'll know by the end of September whether he was a prophet or a false prophet.
Also, September 13th and 15th, Rosh Hashanah, also called the Jewish New Year or the Feast of Trumpet, begins at sundown on the 13th of September and ends at sundown on the 15th of September. Some, not all prophecy teachers, believe the rapture could occur at the end of Rosh Hashanah this year or next year or some year.
Well, or some year. It's going to happen. The rapture of the church is going to take place, but it will not happen in connection with Feast of Trumpets. That is impossible. By the way, Rosh Hashanah and Feast of Trumpets are two different holy days as far as the Jewish people are concerned. Rosh Hashanah, actually translated, means the beginning of the year, the new year, or the head of the year. It's the day of New Year's for the Jewish people, a celebration of creation some 5,775 years ago. Now, the Feast of Trumpets is the first of the three fall feasts, and it comes in honor of the beginning leading up to Yom Kippur, the most solemn day on the Jewish calendar. These Jewish feasts are for Jews. They are not for Christians. The rapture could not take place on a Jewish feast day. We must understand that. What happens on Rosh Hashanah will be that the Jewish people will take their shofars or their trumpets. They will go over to the Temple Mount as close as they can get to where the temple stood. And there they will blow the trumpets in celebration of creation and the new Jewish year. Well, Jim, it looks like our time has run out this time.
Well, folks, you heard Dr. Jimmy DeYoung explain how all of this hype and drama that's being propagated by a lot of these guys out there in the field of prophecy today that are saying that next month, September, something big is going to happen. Some apocalyptic event is about to happen. And most of these guys are excusing the rapture of the church. They're excusing the 7-year period of tribulation. They're just shooting right to the second coming of Jesus. That's what pretty much Mark Biltz is doing with his Blood Moon hype. As a matter of fact, him and John Hagee are at each other's throats as to who was the one who founded the theory of the Blood Moon. And that tells you a lot right there. And so both of them are at each other's throats over that. And of course, Jonathan Kahn, who absolutely knows nothing about Bible prophecy, he said that right out of his own mouth during one of the interviews that I heard with him. He said that he doesn't really know much about prophecy. Prophecy is not one of his strong points, but man, he's making a whole lot of prophetic our predictions about next month. And you got many, many Christians that are falling into this hype. They're falling into this drama. And a lot of these guys, like Hagee and Kahn and Belt, that are filling their pockets with hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you know, when none of these things happen next month, like Jimmy DeYoung said, you know, you test a prophet by Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18 shows whether he's a prophet or a false prophet. These predictions that they make, if these predictions do not come to pass on the day that they say, they are a false prophet. And you know, someone like Pat Robertson, over the years, he has made so many different predictions about the so-called end of the world. Pat Robertson falls into that category of Deuteronomy 18. The man is an outright false prophet. And these guys, Belts and Kahn, are making a lot of claims about next month. Now, even though Hagee gets into this blood moon stuff as well, he's not setting dates, so he's a little smart here. He's distancing himself from these guys because he knows what's going to be happening. He knows that a lot of these predictions that these two guys are making, he knows that they're not going to happen next month. But yet, even Hagee's still in his pockets with all kinds of money because he's also jumping on the hype with these blood moon things, but he's not coming up with any sort of date whatsoever. Hagee said that the fourth blood moon, which, by the way, will be next month, is a major sign for Israel. But according to astronomers, what they are saying is that this fourth blood moon won't even be seen in Israel. Yet it's supposed to be a major sign for Israel. And folks, you have NASA having to come out, a secular, not a Christian organization, a secular organization, having to come out and squash these so-called prophecy experts. All of this drama that they are flooding the internet with. Folks, when are we going to learn our lesson? Let's stop jumping on the bandwagon and going along with the flow. When somebody comes out with some so-called new revelation, and then they make a whole lot of money off it, and then we jump on the bandwagon. When none of these things happen, you're probably saying, well, how do you know they're not going to happen? Because I believe what Jesus Christ said, that no man knows the day and no man knows the hour. So I'm going to go with Jesus Christ. No one knows the day and no one knows the hour. No one can outsmart the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when none of these things happen, next month, these guys are going to go into defense mode, into damage control, and say, well, they didn't happen because we gave everybody a heads up and people prepared. That's absolutely nonsense, folks. Because that's exactly what these Y2Kers were doing. They were saying all these things were going to happen when January 1st, 2000 came, that the computers were going to shut down, the plumbing was going to fail, the electricity was going to fail. All of the banking systems were going to fail. People were going to be losing millions and millions of dollars. Planes were going to fall from the sky. Even the late Grant Jeffries, he was the biggest propagator of all this stuff, wrote a book called The Millennium Meltdown, and said that all these things were going to happen. My wife and I sat down at a prophecy conference in January of 1999. He was one of the speakers, and he said that you need to go out and buy a water party. Go out and buy some dry food. Stop making preparations right now. He was really going out. And yeah, he sold thousands and thousands of books. And when nothing happened on January 1st of 2000, the following year of the next prophecy conference he was scheduled to speak in, Grant Jeffries was nowhere to be found. Just like Harold Camping and all of his predictions of the rapture is going to happen May 21st of 2012, and then it was going to happen October 21st of 2012. When those dates did not happen, or when the rapture didn't happen on both those dates, he went and crawled under a rock and wasn't heard from until the day of his death. But a lot of this was taking place even in the past with how many reasons why the rapture would be in 1988. I think it was 88 reasons why the Raps would be in 1988. When that didn't happen in 1988, then another book came out, 89 reasons why the Raps would be in 1989. And then when it did not happen in 1989, another book came out by Edgar Wiseman, who, by the way, ironically, was a former NASA engineer. He said, 90 reasons why the Rapture will be in 1990. 1990 came, 1990 went, no Rapture. Then he made this statement. He said, I may have been off by a few years. He says, but no way will the Rapture pass 1993. He says, no way will the Rapture pass the year 1993. And folks, here we are in the year 2015. You never hear from Edgar Wiseman anymore. Folks, when are we going to learn our lesson? When is the church going to wake up and get back to the plain sense teaching of God's word? As my good friend Dr. Dave Reagan of Lamb and Lion Ministries, he has a nationwide TV show called Christ in Prophecy. I'll be doing a TV interview with him next month in September. And he said, well, it's one of the most abused subjects in the church today is the subject of Bible prophecy. And the reason why it's a major turnoff to a lot of people today is because you have Christians out there that are abusing the subject royally. Folks, we have to stop this. We have to apply a consistent hermeneutical principle, especially when we study Bible prophecy. What is that hermeneutical principle? Who's speaking? Who was he speaking to? What was he speaking about? If we do not apply this consistent hermeneutical principle, studying the scriptures from a grammatical, historical, and literal interpretation, we are going to drown in a doctrinal mess. And that's exactly what's going on. A lot of these prophecy type and sensationalist so-called teachers today. Now, the Bible does tell us that judgment is coming on the world, and it's going to be in the form of 21 judgments. We find this in the book of Revelation. We see that one day God will pour out 21 judgments on the earth. Those judgments are seven sealed judgments. That's in Revelation chapter 6 and Revelation chapter number 8. Then we see the trumpet judgment. That would be in Revelation chapter number 9 and, of course, Revelation chapter 11 and verse number 15. And then there will be the vial and bowl judgments, the seven vial or bowl judgments. That will be Revelation chapter 15 and Revelation chapter 16. God will pour out 21 judgments on the earth. These judgments will decrease the world's population one half its pre-tribulation level. When we read in the seal judgments of Revelation chapter number 6 and verse number 8, where it says, and I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and his God was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. So just the sealed judgments alone. One fourth of the world's population, folks, will die. One fourth of humanity today would be 1.5 billion people. Not million people, billion people. Excuse me, billion would it be? 1.5 billion people will lose their lives. Then when we get to Revelation chapter number 9 and verse number 18, when we get to the trumpet judgments, we see another one-third of humanity losing their lives. It says this in Revelation chapter 9 in verse number 15. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared, for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay. A third, another one-third of humanity is wiped out. We are once again looking at another 1.5 billion people. With a B now, it's in Bob. 1.5 billion people. So folks, just from the seal judgments and just from the trumpet judgments alone, and we haven't even gotten to the vial judgments yet, the bowl judgments, we see nearly 3.5 to 4 billion people dead. Just from those two series of judgments. And then when we get to Revelation chapters 15 and 16, chapter 15 is the preparation for the pouring out of the vial judgments, and chapter 16, the actual pouring out of those judgments. And by the way, folks, these judgments are the wrath of God. They're not the wrath of Satan. They're not the wrath of man. It's all the wrath of God. And you got those who call themselves pre-wrathers, who say the church will go through the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period and maybe 1/4 of the last 3.5 years. And they say, you know, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period is the wrath of man, and then the last 1/4 of the 3.5 years will be the wrath of Satan, and then the rest of it is the wrath of God. And the church will be taken out before the wrath of God falls. Folks, that is absolutely baloney. We look at the seal judgments in Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. It says, for the great day of his wrath is come, the wrath of God and the wrath of the Lamb. And then when we get to the trumpet judgments in Revelation chapter number 9, folks, it makes it very clear that the trumpet judgments come from God. That's Revelation chapter 8 and verse number 2, where it says, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So these trumpets, like the seal judgments, are the wrath of God. And then when we get to the vial of the bowl judgments in Revelation chapter 16, verse 2, it says, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth. All 7 years of the tribulation period, the wrath of God. Now, sure, when we get to Revelation chapter 12, it says, for the devil have a great wrath, okay? But that great wrath is directed specifically toward the nation of Israel, specifically toward the Jewish people. His goal is to annihilate Israel. His goal is to wipe out the Jew. Because if Satan thinks he can do that, then he can thwart the second coming of Jesus Christ back to this earth. When we look at the vial judgments in Revelation chapter 16 and verse number 2 talks about a noisome and grievous sore upon mankind who took the mark of the beast. Verse number 3, the second angel poured out his vial and upon the sea, and the sea became as the blood of a dead man. When we get to verse number 4, the third angel poured out his vial upon the vermin and the fountains of water, and they became blood. In other words, it pollutes the drinking water that would men drink. When they take a drink of this water, they will die because they have become polluted. When we get to verse number 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and I was given unto him to scorch men with fire. So possibly the ozone layer gives way and scorching men with such intense heat. And yet verse 9 says that men were scorched with great heat. They blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these places. They repent upon the given glory. Verse 10 says, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea of the beast. That's possibly his headquarters there in Rome. And his kingdom is full of darkness, and they gnaw their tongue in pain. And verse 11, as they did in verse 9, they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain, their sword, they repented not of their deeds. Verse 12 says, and the sixth asteroid to hit the Earth next month in September, causing destruction to America and the world. NASA said that is nothing but hype from a lot of these so-called prophecy doomsayers. But according to Bible prophecy, in the future, this NASA story does remind us that judgment is coming on the Earth, and it will come in the form of 21 judgments, 7 seal judgments, followed by 7 trumpet judgments, and followed by 7 vial or bowl judgments. Great catastrophe like never before in the history of mankind will annihilate this planet, killing nearly 3.5 to 4 billion people. And folks, when we read Revelation chapter 16, it doesn't even give us a number as to the amount of life being lost from the vile judgments, but I can just only imagine. Jesus Christ will come back at the end of that 3.5 years of the 7-year period of tribulation and will put a stop to this carnage. Because Jesus said that if he did not come back, there would no life on earth be living. So folks, everything that we see happening right now is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And maybe you're sitting here today under my voice and you're saying, "August, I certainly don't want to be here when these judgments come. I don't want to see you here either." But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm here to tell you, today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. You can change your course right now. Because I say this all the time. You're either one heartbeat away from going to hell, or you're one trumpet song away from being left behind to go through these terrible judgments of the tribulation period. All you simply need to do is repent of your sins. Repentance. Change of heart, change of mind, change of attitude. Realizing that you're a sinner. We're all sinners. And that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Shed his blood for you. All you simply need to do is repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ
to save you from your sin.
You can pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. I do repent of my sins today. And Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. Forgive me of all my sins. I now receive you as my Lord and personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for saving me and coming into my life today. In your name I pray. Amen. Now, if you pray that prayer, I certainly do want to hear from you. All you simply have to do
is send me an email. August.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed that prayer. I want to rejoice with you and help you in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and direct you to a good Bible-believing church. Again, visit my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Also, if you want to go to Israel with us, March 14th through the 24th, 2016, including Petra in southern Jordan, we would love to have you come. Next week, this is August Rosado saying, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.